Planet Rock Breakfast, there's Snake Charmer once again from the excellent debut album that's called My Angel. Laurie and Neil join us in the studio this morning, appearing at Rockstock, Planet Rock's Weekender, 6th to the 8th of December in Great Yarmouth. Find out more details and book your tickets through the website. It's planetrock.com/rockstock. Now, you mentioned before, Neil, about actually getting out doing those gigs. And again, when we chatted last time, you're only just really sort of putting gigs together because, as you said, you have all got day jobs, in inverted commas.
It's hard to make a living for anybody these days. And, you know, in a sense, we're a new band, and for a new band, we're doing really, really well. But it's kind of par for the course nowadays that, for example, you were talking about Harry and also Adam Wakeman. They're both playing loads of different bands. So we're lucky to get hold of them when we can. We try and, you know, make sure that people are available and can all do the gigs that we want to do. But it sometimes means booking stuff many, many months in advance. And try, even then, you know, somebody might be busy on a world tour somewhere and you just either have to say, oh, well, postpone it, or get a stand-in if absolutely necessary. But we're so pleased with how the album's been received. And, you know, we were very close to it during the period of making it. So it's once you can sit back and kind of appreciate it more objectively, I think we're all pretty pleased with how it came out, and we're certainly hopeful of doing another one if it's possible, and getting to be megastars again if we can.
the live thing really needs to be built up. I mean, it's going to take time. I think, as you were saying before, about what kind of set list we'll be doing, balance of material between you know, the Snake Charmer album, Old White Snake classics. I think probably a lot of people that come to see us are wondering the same thing. You know, is it Snake Charmer, or are they still, you know, partly White Snake? You know, so we, you know, we have got to kind of find our feet a little bit there.
It'd be kind of interesting, actually. Yesterday on the show, we had FM, who were just announced as part of the bill, and we put on our Facebook wall, what kind of set list would you like to hear from FM at our Weekender in December? Maybe we could do the same, just out of curiosity, because I know you've got an idea of what you want to play, but it'd be kind of interesting to see what people think you should be playing.
Absolutely, that would be great, yeah. Any ideas out there? Greatly, we probably won't take any notice, but because we've already got the set list, but well, we'd love to hear.
As far as the Rockstock in December goes, you know, we've got lots of time to tinker with things and take on board people's suggestions.
Also, certain shows we may only be playing for sort of 70 minutes, which for us is a very short set. I mean, we can do probably three numbers in 70 minutes. And for, you know, any fans that get Planet Rock in Russia, we may be going out there next year. We've had some offers from Russia, so that could be, if you're listening.
Excellent. Well, it's great to see that after all these years in the business that you're still living at 110%, and you still strive to better yourselves. You still try to do that whole band vibe.
Absolutely.
You've got Stillhouse this weekend, and then it is the big one, the Weekender. It's Rockstock. It's happening in Great Yarmouth between the 6th and the 8th of December. A music festival and more. Loads of interactive stuff. Rockioke, where we get you singing with a live backing band. That should be interesting. And we've also got the Ultimate Anorak Quiz, to name just a few things. Guys, enjoy this weekend, and we'll see you in December. Wrap up warm, 6th to the 8th in Great Yarmouth.
Cheers, thank mate. You. Cheers, Paul.